Now, we come down to verse 3. You see, I'm moving very slowly and intentionally so. This little epistle, oh, it is loaded. Loaded with dynamite, we're going to find out later on. In fact, it's a regular little atom bomb. Now, verse 3 says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation." Now, the New Testament is written in what is known as the Koine Greek. That's the word here, Koine. It actually means that which is common to all. The Koine Greek was the Greek that was understood actually all over the Roman Empire in Paul's day and in the days of the apostles, by the way. Now, will you notice here, he says, "I was going to write on some doctrine, apparently, of our salvation." I don't know what it was. It could have been redemption. It could have been the person of Christ. It could have been Christology, soteriology. It could have been on prophecy. It could have been on sanctification. But he didn't write on those because he says, "When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Now, the thought here is that the Holy Spirit detoured Jude from writing on some theme of the faith in order that he might sound a warning of the impending apostasy. And apostasy now is a departure from the faith, that is the apostles' doctrine, and actually what was just a little cloud the size of a man's hand in Jude's day is now a storm of hurricane force that fills the land. And so he's going to talk about the apostasy that is coming on the earth, and we can see that many of the things that he's going to tell us here are already taking place in the world today because the apostasy is the one thing that has come to pass, and it's already here. The apostasy is not something we're looking for. Apostasy is here, and it is a departure from the faith. He now is setting the course that he's going to steer through this little epistle. This is a very wonderful little epistle as he begins at this point to outline for us actually what we have labeled here occurrences of apostasy. There have been apostasy of the angels, a departure of them. There's been a departure of men back in the Old Testament from the faith. Then in the church, there was those that would depart from the faith. Now, he says here, it was needful, I need to. In fact, there was a compulsion and a necessity and a constraint upon him. He says, "I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation." That is, some great doctrine that the apostles gave us. "It was needful for me to write unto you," and he says now, "I was constrained." It was absolutely necessary. A necessity was laid upon me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saint. And this word to earnestly contend, those that have suggested that it meant to contend on your knees. Well, I have never been able to find any authority for that at all, and I don't know where they get that idea. But I do know this, that the thought here in contention is not to be a fiery, fighting fundamentalist. I wish that we fundamentalists could be fundamental without being always fighting and always being fiery. It seems to me that we need to recognize that there is some scripture that says we contend without being contentious. Or, as Paul put it in 2 Timothy 2:24 and 26, he says, "The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, that is, ready to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So that this is the thought that is in mind, that there's a compulsion. And then to contend for the faith also has in it the idea of agony. In fact, the word is epagonizomai, epagonizomai. And you see that word agony in there. And we get that English word from the noun of this word here. And apparently Jude was going to write on some doctrine. Now he's saying that we are to contend or to defend the great doctrines of Christianity. These were the doctrines that are called, you remember in Acts, it says the early church continued in the apostles' doctrine. That was number one, and that's number one on God's church parade, by the way. Now, church is not a church unless it's doing just that. And we're told in Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love, or someone has translated it, truthing in love. That is, if you're going to give out the truth, give it out in love, and if you don't give it out in love, there's some question about whether you're giving out the truth. And to be able to give an answer to those that ask you. A man ought not to just be a man quick with a short fuse and become angry today about someone who differs with him. I think that we're prepared now to hear the translation that Dr. Wiest, formerly of the Moody Bible Institute, he's the late Dr. Wiest, by the way, and he has, I feel like, one of the finest little books that gives the literal of the book of Jude. And I'm using it here a great deal, as you can see. Now, I'm going to give you his translation, and the reason I don't give you mine, because his is the best. Will you listen? Divinely loved ones, when giving all diligence to be writing to you concerning the salvation possessed in common by all of us, I had constraint laid upon me to write to you, beseeching you to contend with intensity and determination for the faith once for all entrusted into the safe keeping of the saints. That's a marvelous translation.